the coaches, on the road recruiting, selling the idea of Cajun football, the idea of being a winner and creating something special. It all happened here.
Yes, it all happened here in 1976, here on the beautiful campus of USL in Lafayette, Louisiana. 13,000 students and over 600 faculty form the core of this vibrant seat of learning. It's a great place to build a future. And an unmatched atmosphere for collecting fun memories. And it all happened here at Southwestern's outstanding athletic complex, one of the finest, most modern in the nation. Athletic Director Toby Warren is understandably proud of his first 3 years of accomplishments at USL. But the future is the excitement. And in Cajun land, the future is now. The complex includes championship tennis courts and a computer-operated scoreboard. The new baseball and track facilities are nearing completion, including an Olympic-style computerized scoreboard. The future? Ambitious scheduling in all sports, which includes forays into every corner of the United States, including football and basketball trips to Hawaii. Cajun Field itself, though only 5 years old, is set for a major expansion since USL backers are regularly overflowing the ultra-modern stadium. But student-athletes do not live by facilities alone, and Cajun athletes are served the very best at a gourmet-style training table. Coach Augie Tamarello completed his third year with the magnificent 9-2 1976 season. It was a total turnaround from his first year when he inherited a winless team and started rebuilding. He has surrounded himself with ambitious young assistants, not only brilliant football strategists, but articulate, dedicated men who are devoted to their work and to the student athletes with whom they work. This coaching team brings with it experience on the playing field and from the coaching ranks of some of the nation's top-ranked football powers. And the caring and devotion extends through the entire staff. Trainer, managers, graduate assistants, and sports information director, ensuring that USL's athletic prowess is duly recorded by the nation's media. Like most teams in the year of 76, the Cajun season began in the preseason drills of August. But USL's weight and training facilities are open year-round on a volunteer basis. And the 76 Cajun squad took advantage of them to report ready for action.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed.
USL's cheerleading squad added that well-known USL touch of class on hand each day of preseason, sharpening their routines too. Specialized stretching exercises have been a part of the Cajun readiness drills for several years, and along with superb conditioning, are credited with an amazingly low incidence of serious injuries. The days speed by, and on September 11th, the season of 76 is set to begin. Fresno State of California comes to Cajun Field, and Coach Tamarella leads 20 seniors into their final year. Quarterback Roy Henry and senior wide receiver David Oliver team up with a picture-perfect 64-yard scoring play. It's an omen of things to come for Cajun opponents, the first of 10 such scoring plays during the season for USL's dynamic duo. 12 minutes later, Oliver gets his 12th point of the new year, and the Cajuns are on their way to a rout. The defense makes its presence felt, collecting 8 turnovers, 4 each, interceptions and fumbles. 3 plays later, Mighty Mike Matt Durant skitters his 155 pounds, 16 yards for 6 more. Durant ended the night with nearly 9 yards per carry. Matt was to end the year with a total offense of 7.7 yards per play. Senior fullback Emmanuel Guidry makes it a 3-touchdown lead by halftime. Cajun defenders such as Ken Chenier, Keith Walker, Frank Bartley, Ed Perkins, Ron Irving, Bob Rule, Mike Menard, Larry Polk, and Andy Harrison keep the pressure on the Bulldogs of Fresno. Senior Rafael Septian of Mexico City tacks on a 29-yard field goal, and the Cajuns run away with a 41-14 opening night performance. September 18th, a near-record crowd is on hand at Cajun Field to see one of the best games of the year. Tony Mason and his Cincinnati Bearcats are in Cajun country. The Cincy boss has been credited with some disparaging remarks about the USL squad, and the Cajuns are prepared to do a number on Cincinnati. David Oliver sets a season-high mark with 11 receptions for 143 yards. Senior tailback Raymond Lation is the workhorse of the backfield with 16 carries for 80 yards. And Roy Henry boogies in for what turns out to be the winning score just 4 minutes deep in the game. The Cajun defense digs in against a tough Bearcat team and puts it on ice as USL takes one of the big victories of the season, 7-3. A week off, and the student body and fans work to a feverish pitch, getting ready for the tradition-filled clash with Louisiana Tech. Tech has dominated the Southland Conference for years and is a preseason choice with Arkansas State for the championship. Cajun Field is overflowing, and nearly 27,000 are treated to one of the most exciting games in college football in 76. Tech grabs an early lead, but Nat Durant slashes for 19 yards to set up a 25-yard field goal by Rafael Septier. Tech keeps coming back and jumps to a 14-3 lead. But the Cajuns won't quit, and Henry hits senior tight end Walt Slattery for 6 points. By halftime, Louisiana Tech appears to be in the driver's seat with a 26-10 gap. But as six other USL opponents can attest this year, you don't count the Cajuns out at halftime. USL comes out smoking. Henry to Oliver for 22. Durant then sweeps left for 11. And 8 plays later, Ray Lation climaxes an 80-yard drive and the Cajuns are coming. The defense absolutely shuts off Tech's big offense, and cornerback Ed Davis collects one. Davis led the team in recoveries with 3 for the year. 9 plays later, and 62 yards later, Guidry steps in behind a screen, and Septien puts USL within 2 with less than 6 minutes left. Tech, still supremely confident in its big play offense, goes for the bomb, and sophomore cornerback Ron Irving of New Orleans picks it off. Irving, a converted wide receiver, finished the season with 8 interceptions to lead the conference and ranked 4th in the nation in his first year at cornerback. And the Cajun offense goes to work. Henry, the senior, split in Ulysses Abadi for 37 yards. Another to Williams for 18 more. Lation slashes for 13. Then with a minute 22 left in the game, senior fullback Emmanuel Guidry dives over to cap a super 11-play, 82-yard game-winning drive. With 27 seconds left, Ed Davis puts it away with an interception of a desperation Tech pass. The sensational second-half Cajun effort saw Tech held to 72 yards total offense, while USL ripped for 243. And it was to set a unique pattern. For 6 straight weeks, the Cajuns were to come from behind with determined second-half efforts. At Lamar University in Beaumont the next Saturday, USL struck first with Ray Lation and the traveling Whites diving in. But the Cajuns were somewhat flat after the big Tech win and go in trailing 9-7 at half. But what a second half. USL puts 27 points on the board. Alan Strambler scrambles 11 for 1 TD. The USL defense again pounds an opponent into submission. The Cardinals get zip on the scoreboard and only 9 yards total offense in the second half. For the season, the Cajun defense caused a total of 44 turnovers and held opponents to just over 4 points per game in the second half. Henry and Oliver click for two more scores as Oliver catches 6 for 72 yards. 10 USL backs bang out nearly 200 yards rushing. And the Cajuns are 4-0 for the season. October 16th, the Furman Paladins visit Acadiana. The Paladins had opened the season with a giant killing win over North Carolina State and hopped on the Cajuns for a first period 9-point lead. But following the USL come-from-behind script, Roy Williams sweeps in with 17 seconds left in the half, and Septian continues his PAT streak to cut Furman's lead to 2. The Cajuns are beginning to get their second half act together pretty well. Henry to Oliver for 21 yards and the go-ahead TD. On Furman's first play after the kickoff, Randy McClanahan recovers a Paladin fumble, one of four caused by the Cajun defense, and 2 plays later, Walt Slattery does a dance into the end zone. The floodgates open up as Nat Durant takes a Henry pass at the 15, gets a will-breaking block from Slattery at the 10, and speeds in. The Cajuns run up 20 second-half points and 361 yards on offense for the game, and win number 5 is in the books. The Southwestern fans remember the University of Pacific game of 1975. A frustrating 19-14 loss. So does the team. USL explodes with an offensive extravaganza, but not till the second half. Trailing 10-7 at Midway, as usual, the Cajuns come back for a 31-point, 334-yard second half. The defense shuts Pacific down with just 75 yards and 0 points in the final half. Quarterback Roy Henry accounts for 321 total yards and 3 touchdowns. David Oliver grabs 9 passes for 156 yards and a TD. And the Tigers limp back to Stockton, California, wondering whoever decided on 60 minutes for the length of a football game. It's showdown time in the Southland Conference. USL jets to Dallas for a meeting with the Mavericks of Texas Arlington. USL and Texas are atop the conference standings unbeaten. Arlington jumps to a 1-touchdown lead in the first quarter, and the Cajuns again race the first half clock to cut the lead. Again, it's Henry to Oliver. The second half turns into a real shootout. Henry hits 20 of 36 throws for the game for over 200 yards, with David Oliver grabbing 8, 2 for touchdowns. The Cajuns fall 10 points behind after 3 quarters. But the defense shuts down Arlington's nationally ranked ground game in the last quarter, holds the Mavs to just 116 yards total offense in the second half. And cornerback Ron Irving caps it off with a 20-yard TD run with an intercepted fumble to give the Cajuns a big 31-24 win. November 6th. Cajun faithful from throughout the nation come home. It's homecoming, an unbelievable festival on the USL campus and all over Acadiana. Everybody's ready. Over 30,000 fans. Another record. The Queen and her court. The alumni band with its traditional and somewhat unique baton. The opponent is Arkansas State, defending Southland Conference champions, returning from an undefeated 1975 season. Rafael Septian leads off the scoring with a season-high 53-yard field goal. But in spite of some defensive heroics, the Indians lead 14-3 with seconds left in the first half. So what else is new? The Cajuns pass up a last-second field goal possibility, shoot the works on fourth down, and Walt Slattery takes it in to cut the gap with 10 seconds left in the half. And here we go again. Arkansas State will get only 37 yards rushing in the second half and a goose egg in scoring. Keith Walker starts it off with a sack. The offense is ready on the sidelines. Brady Muth blows in for a blocked punt, and the Cajuns are coming again. Three plays later, Henry and Slattery connect for the go-ahead touchdown. Rafael Septian adds two more field goals, one of 52 yards. And the Cajuns coast in to win number 8. The sleep-filled night of November 13th ends the Cajuns' winning streak, and they go into the biggest game of the season against the McNeese Cowboys. Cajun supporters fill the highways to almost match numbers with McNeese fans in Lake Charles, and a network of South Louisiana radio stations tells the Cajun story to hundreds of thousands more. For a change, USL has a big first half. Nat Durant counters to the McNeese 3. Ray Lation takes it in for a 6-0 lead. Again, the Cajun defense accounts for big plays. Ken Chenier gets another sack. Starting the second quarter, Dave Oliver flies down the right sideline and collects an absolutely perfect 70-yard throw from Roy Henry. For the year, Henry set 6 new USL season records and 7 career records. Oliver completes his eligibility with 3 season and 2 career records. The defense continues to surround the ball and USL steams to its finest season in 55 years. After the McNeese affair, the Cajuns whipped Northeast to end the season with 9 wins and 2 losses, those two by a total of 5 points. As if to underline the excitement of the year, Henry hits Oliver on one last spectacular catch against McNeese. Coach Augie Tamarello reflects on the people who put it all together.
The players.
These young men, mostly seniors, 13 starters were seniors this year. All these things coming together developed a winning picture. And this is just the beginning.
It all came together in the Cajun spirit of 76. And for the 20 seniors of 76, the biggest title of them all, winners.
Here's to the winners. Lift up the glasses. Here's to the glory still to be. Here's to the battle, whatever it's for, to ask the best of ourselves, then give much more.